Good morning, River. Technology is not always a good friend to us, but today it is. I've been reading about past events that shaped our nation and world at large, things like the worldwide pandemic of 1918, along with the devastation of World War I at the same time, the Armenian genocide, and our own 9/11. And you might be thinking, Terry, give it a break. Are you trying to become depressed? And no, I'm actually quite encouraged because I'm also reading the history of Israel and the church and how God has used epic events to bring about his purposes. There are no Bible events and then regular events like the biblical flood and the Babylonian exile were God events and the great flu of 1918 was a biological event. God is sovereign over all of human history on a macro scale and a micro scale. Nations and individual lives, including yours and mine, are always a part of what he's doing. He's always up to something, and that something is always to draw people to himself. And he uses the large and the small to do that. Look for God in the details right now. What's he doing in our culture, in your friends, in our church, in your own life? What idols are being exposed? How's our faith being refined? God is drawing us further into his life and wisdom. Let's don't miss him. So sure, get more toilet paper if you can and feel you need to. But above all, get more wisdom during this time. Sure, watch the news if you want to and can stand it. But more importantly, watch for where God is moving and join him. If you feel stressed or afraid or anxious or alone during this time, it's okay. Don't be embarrassed. Reach out for help. You can contact a group leader, friend, or church staff. Don't try to tough it out and make it alone. There's just no need for that. God bless, and I look forward to hearing the stories in the years to come of all God does in and through us during this time.